Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll get the local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, where we talk to newsmakers, local celebrities, and people making a difference right here in our community.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
We're joined on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast by Jerrica Richardson. She is the Cobb County Commissioner from District 2. But Jerrica, if people don't know anything about you, give me just a short little pitch. Who is Jerrica Richardson?
Sure. I like to think of myself as somewhat of a change advocate, someone that really looks for how do you bring the best out of other people, the best out of the community, and certainly on a self-reflective side, the best out of yourself. And I bring that to whatever domain I'm in. So I actually have two jobs. I work as the Cobb County Commissioner for District 2, but also I have my day job at Equifax, where I do program management in the technology sector. And so really, like I said, just bringing that full self to whatever it is that I am engaged with at that time.
Now, where are you from, Jerrica?
Originally New Orleans.
Okay.
I came up in 2005.
Okay. All right. So what brought you here?
Hurricane Katrina. It was quite a time. And all of the things you think about with Hurricane Katrina, from the refugees, the flooding, the wind, the families being displaced, that was my experience at age 16. So my family, we were actually living in hotels during that time period. And part of the reason why I got even integrated into the Cobb County community was because a company. So when Katrina happened, you can imagine everyone was out of a job because there was so much destruction. And in terms of returning to normalcy, that wasn't really an option. And so my mother was looking for a job and they had a sister company up here. And that company offered to adopt our family. So like my father, my brothers. And the way that they did that, they gave my mother a job, but they also, or they hired my mother. And they also committed to giving $1,000 of rent every month for a year on top of salary. So my parents found a home right across the street from the avenue at East Cobb. And that is where we settled. The company actually threw a housewarming shower for us. It was just the most wonderful thing. And it was where you could see, part of what I talk about in that experience is whenever there is a disaster, whenever there is some type of calamity or tragedy, we have an option. We can either choose fear or love. And in my experiences, love by connecting with one another, those bonds, those bridges that you build by talking to each other, that's how you overcome any challenge that may be presented. Because granted, there was a mixed bag in terms of responses to my family, being from New Orleans and being in that situation. But it wasn't until the community stepped up in that way that you started to see that full integration and everything made sense. So that is a life lesson.
So when you were 16 years old and it was your mom and your dad and you said it was your brothers, how many?
I have two brothers.
So there were you, your two brothers, and your mom and dad came to Atlanta because I guess it's the closest big city to New Orleans?
That's right. That's right. Actually, little known fact, we had lived here back in 96. So when the Olympics came. I went to Kincaid Elementary School for like 2 years or so. But Atlanta, so obviously I was looking at colleges. My parents thought that a lot of great colleges were located here. in the metro Atlanta area. So they saw it as, hey, let's go look at colleges as an evacuation. And I was a weather nut. That's a whole other story.
Okay.
I was doing research. So I had predicted what was going to happen. And I was like, no, we are leaving. I printed out their resumes. I was like, you guys are going to need new jobs. We had just gone school shopping. So I took all my school clothes. And I was like, in Georgia, that was where our family had the greatest opportunity. So when you think about Georgia, you think about employment opportunities. You think about being able to build wealth, have a safe place for your family. And that was what I remembered at, you know, 7, 8 years old when I was here, and that my parents were gainfully employed. And so my vote, we all sat in the living room and they were trying to figure out where to go. And I was like, Atlanta sounds great.
I love, like, that's the beginning of your political career, is that you were making the argument to your family. You're like, I've done the research. I know what's going to happen. We need to pack and get out of Dodge, and we need to do it now.
To some degree, certainly.
Oh, that is absolutely fantastic. So I guess that you finished your high school career here, and then did you stay here for college?
I went to Georgia Tech. So I'm a rambling wreck, heck of an engineer, you know, for our listeners out there.
I love that. Now, so tell me about the lessons that you learned from your parents doing that, because I imagine that is something that sticks in your head to this day, about some of the things you've learned from them and what you're bringing to Cobb County government from that.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely no shortage of lessons in anyone's life. Certainly, I spend a lot of time reflecting on every situation I'm a part of. You know, there, for instance, nothing is really permanent, right? The real value, it's in the relationships that you have, those bonds that you build, how you make people feel, whether or not they're cared for, whether or not they're understood. All of those things carry a lot more weight than a title or some kind of plaque or accomplishment. It's, what are you getting done? What's sustainable? What's going to last in terms of producing that benefit? How can you create things that involve networks of people so that in case one part fails, another part is right there to catch them? All of that has to be considered. And so I certainly bring that into, you know, the government, this particular arena, but also a little bit of a technical lens. You know, even the weather decision, that came because to some degree, my parents trusted my opinion in predicting the weather. I had been doing research for years and was actually about to be hired by our local news station to tell the weather for the city. And I was on the precipice of getting my research certified by, was going to be doing my research at Tulane University, where the invention I was trying to build would have actually prevented storms like Hurricane Katrina, the devastation associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that just washed away overnight, all of the different opportunities. But doesn't mean that you stop. It means that you pick back up and you go again. Same happened when I came here. You know, things are tough sometimes. I've been unemployed before. I've been unemployed for almost a year before. It's difficult. It's tough. And sometimes you get knocked down, but blessings are on the other side. And it gives you the opportunity to not judge as well, because everyone has their opportunity to be on all sides of the wheel, right? It just depends on what's happening in your life. Even when we look at the flooding that happened here, that our homeowners and apartment renters are still experiencing here in the East Cobb area, it took one night and now there's tons of uncertainty. And so when you think about preparation, when you think about what you can do, you know, the moments that you have are extremely valuable. And as a county commissioner, I've got 4 years to serve people. And there is an incredible amount of authority and power invested, concentrated in the Cobb County Commission. If I don't leverage that and work with people and build those networks, it's an absolute waste of my moments being in this position. So that's, you know, like I said, there's a technical side that's coming in as an engineer / how I process things and put things into automation. And there's also that people side of What's the most that we can do? How do we optimize our abilities? How do we empower other people? How do we build things so that when one piece fails, another piece catches it like a lever?
Do you feel like that sort of thinking is a little abnormal for engineer, or is that just a stereotype that's completely untrue?
I mean, most engineers I know are extremely systemic. Like, they think in systems. Now, an engineer that has a focus, you can certainly, you know, that's where the stereotypes may wind up being true. But that's because of a sense of thoroughness is required to be a great engineer. But certainly from the initial onset, are you articulating the problem correctly? Are you asking the right questions? Are you questioning your assumptions properly? Are you building, are you analyzing data in a way that interprets the source of that data? Are you qualifying your data? Are you normalizing the data? There are some really great skills that you pick up as an engineer that honestly they bear so much fruit in a place like government, because all of those skill sets are required. And then on the people side, team building, how you navigate power structures, how you resolve conflicts, how you bring different people together. Those are more of the soft skills that are certainly required for any leadership position. So it doesn't matter. There are some engineers that are great leaders. There are some engineers that aren't necessarily leaders in the traditional sense, but it's a combination of those skills. So I wouldn't necessarily say engineers don't think that way. There are plenty that do, just like any profession.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. And when we come back, Jerrica, I'm going to ask you, what type of power do you actually have being a Cobb County Commissioner? That's what we'll do next.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
We're back on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. I am joined by Cobb County Commissioner Jerrica Richardson. And Jerrica, as a Cobb County Commissioner, what kind of power do you actually have?
So I will tell you this, it's a mind-blowing amount of power, right? And when we talk about power, we're talking about the authority to make decisions. How you go about getting a decision or consensus is a separate category, but the authority to make decisions, there are a lot of things that fall underneath power of a county commissioner. Basically, anytime you go for a walk, pretty much everything you see falls under the jurisdiction of a Cobb County commissioner. Roads, air, soil, water, public safety, so your police officers, firefighters, animal services, your libraries, your parks, economic development, community development, starting a business and getting your permits, alcohol licenses, corresponding with state and federal legislators, dispersing federal grants, getting federal grants. All of that falls under the jurisdiction And there is a lot more as well. But those are some of the things that you immediately see when you're out there, when you're out in the world. And when we talk about what kinds of decisions, well, the interesting thing about the Cobb County Commission is that there are legislative powers and executive powers that are assigned to the County Commission. So not only do we articulate the budget, because we do have to put together the budget for all of the operations of the county, and we have, yeah, the budget, we also set priorities. We can also change edit code that falls under legislation as well. As for executive powers, the entire staff, how departments are aligned, how departments correspond, all of those different workflows, enforcement of different policies, all of that is housed under the Cobb County Commission. And there are five of us as compared to some of the other governmental entities. So for me, learning all of those pieces about the Cobb County Commission was empowering. And so one of the goals of my office is to make sure that other people understand the kind of power that's embedded within the Cobb County Commission, because I feel that it would be empowering for them as well. Because to get something changed, to get something modified, to have the direction of the board move, you need three votes. Three votes. Most of us can count to three.
Yeah. It's a whole lot of power for very few people to hold, it seems. A lot of authority, I guess.
I was just going to add, most people think specifically zoning, planning and zoning. So I mentioned community development. Planning and zoning, of course, has a ton of downstream impacts, ton of factors. But as you can see, the breadth of that, that's one component of the job. One component.
And the meetings are live streamed, right? You can see them on Facebook and YouTube and things. Aren't they normally like 4 hours long?
About. However, every Monday before a meeting, I do a preview. Mm-hmm. And those are about 15, 30 minutes. Okay. And you can ask me any question, but I go through what's on the agenda, what you can expect to see from the interplay of all the commissioners, and some of the open questions. So if you want kind of that quick view, that's not a bad thing to tune into.
How do you balance all of that with having another full-time job?
Like any other hardworking adult out there in America. One, I am incredibly grateful for my employer for supporting me in this decision to run for office. But no, I mean, it's just a matter of keeping a calendar. My calendar is available to the public, but it's automated. So that way it does not conflict with my Equifax duties. So if, say, for instance, you wanted to meet with me, you could just go on to the site and find the times where I'm available. And there's usually a time every day available. And you pick how long you want to meet with me and you just book it. And so that way it's a self-service type of setup, and it keeps things where it's very accurate and there aren't conflicts. It's rare that there's a conflict, or it's rare. I know for residents, there has been maybe one or two instances where I may have to reschedule or something, and that's due to an emergency or what have you. But all in all, I average about 300 to 400 meetings with constituents every quarter.
Jerrica Richardson is the Cobb County Commissioner from District 2. Where exactly is District 2? What all does that encompass?
It includes East Cobb area, so going up to Mabry, Johnson Ferry, Shallowford, all of that. And then going down Johnson Ferry Road, you can take a right on Paper Mill. That's all included. It goes into Terrell Mill, Delk Roadside, Powers Ferry, down that corridor, and then going down Cumberland Parkway, and then all the way down to Vinings, Paces, Cochise. And then if you go a little bit to the west, Smyrna, I've got about 70% of Smyrna around Highlands Parkway is where that line ends. And then I have a small, very small section of Marietta. It's like a sliver, I believe it's Ward 2 and 7 that I have. So it represents about 200,000 people in the county.
I want to ask you a fun question. I want to know, when you're not so busy, where we would find you, where are you hanging out locally? But before I get there, I want to ask one more serious question. As a female and a person of color, do you see yourself as having even more of a responsibility to be someone of representation for others to look up to?
I think that bears true regardless of what anyone identifies with. So let's say, for instance, if you're a person of anything and of a particular gender, because you bring those experiences to your realm, you feel as though you have to express that perspective, make sure that it's relevant, make sure that it's known, make sure that it's just placed in context, right? If I were a veteran personally, I would want to ensure that I'm expressing that perspective in all of my meetings. So certainly as a female, as a Black female, that is something that is always on my mind, because that's something I cannot escape. And certainly making sure that you are representing the best of that as possible, as of what you can do, obviously. So it certainly is. And with that perspective, it introduces new issues that maybe others have not heard of or ever experienced. And that is the whole point of a representative democracy. That is the whole point of a republic.
And now, where would we find you hanging out when you have all of this free time you must have between being a commissioner and being having a full-time job and also being a weather nut, unless that's where we're going to find you hanging out? Are you going down to the Weather Channel building? What are you doing?
One day I might. Day I might do like a weather forecast. That might be fun. No, I mean, I really just like time to myself. I like to watch a little bit of TV, read, sit outside. Lately, though, I've been pretty busy just doing all of the home improvement things. I'm a first-time homeowner. And just all of the different projects that I can get my hands on. So woodworking and painting, you name it, putting down floors. I really do enjoy it.
Are you doing all of that yourself?
I do have help at times, but there are some projects that I have specifically picked out that I want to do on my own, by my own,
Okay, tell me
through my own hands.
What was the big one? What was the biggest one that you took on by yourself and thought, oh no, I may have bit off more than I could chew, but you did it and now you're proud of it? Which one's that?
I haven't gotten there yet. It hasn't been more than I can chew yet. Knock on wood. But I think it's probably going to be part of my backyard, because there is some grading that I want to do there. I didn't do the drainage system. I just put in a drainage system, but a little bit of grading and trying to build a little bar area. So I foresee that maybe, introducing some challenges that I hadn't yet come across. And you know what? The barn doors, I did need help with that. I gave up trying to pick it up and put it onto the rails. So someone else did.
Where are they? Are they going into the bedroom? Where are the barn doors? I got to see it in my head.
They're in different places. They're okay. In different places. I have one for laundry, and one for like a bathroom and the office. So places that make some sense.
I absolutely love it. Jerrica Richardson is the Cobb County Commissioner from District 2. And thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And hopefully whoever's out there listening, you get a chance, you learn something new, or you feel more empowered or inspired. And feel free to reach out if you need anything.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or your associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.
Thanks for listening to the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. Be sure to listen all week long for local news from the Marietta Daily Journal. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden, and Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved. Personal service is what sets us apart. You're not a number, but at WD Little Mortgage, they'll know you by your name. When you deal with their team, you're dealing with a member of the community, a lifetime Marietta resident. Founded by William D. Little in 1983 to help those in Marietta and Cobb with their mortgage needs. And today, W.D. Little's great niece, Mary Ansley Sutherland, leads the company. Mary Ansley and her team can help you with first mortgages, second mortgages, refinancing, or any other need you may have. Why not take advantage of historically low rates now? Pick up the phone and give her a call. Even if you have a mortgage question, her team is a reference for help. At WD Little Mortgage, Mary Ansley Sutherland and her team love what they do and would love to help you. Look to WD Little Mortgage, your hometown personal lender, just off the square in Marietta. Or call Mary Ansley today at 770-425-6267. Or visit them online at wdlittle.com. WD Little Mortgage, Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee 5680. NMLS number 169055, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.